And we're live. Welcome back to another episode of the For the Gram podcast. Let's get this dumpster fire of a year out of the way. What up, boys?
What's going on? How was your Christmases?
Christmas was great, man.
Yeah, Christmas actually really was good, man. Like the slower pace of 2020.
So good.
It wasn't the worst for the holidays. I have to be honest. I appreciated that. Just hanging out at home and it sucked a little bit. Just like this whole year kind of. I don't know. What do you guys think? Like, what do you think about 2020?
I'm okay with it. Like, I came out of it okay. I know a lot of people didn't, so thoughts and prayers are with those people. But for real though, like, I'm so much of an anxious person that it just kind of put me in this mind of like, you really can't control, like you can't control what's going to happen. What's going to happen is going to happen. So just might as well go with it. And that's kind of what I'm taking from 2020 and implementing into 2021 is I'm just going to ride the waves and I'm not going to stress the small stuff. That's it.
That's fair, man. I don't know. It's 2020. I have to be honest with you. We're obviously talking about the pandemic and all that and how it affected us. But when it all started, things were a little bit like, what's going to happen? I stressed a little bit, but I kind of fell in love with 2020. I have to be honest with you. You're not going to get many people that'll say that, but, I appreciate the slower paced life, yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I really do. Yeah. I just, like, this holiday was, I love my family, obviously, but we always have the three Christmases, right?
It's stressful, man.
The 25th, the 26th.
Stressful.
It's stressful, yeah. Dressing the kids and all that. So
That's one thing I have to agree that there was no pressure in 2020 in terms of you got to be here and you got to do this. And then you have this function on this weekend. Like there was nothing, yeah. Right?
I have to take the kids to soccer. I have to take my girl to dance. None of that, right?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it sucks for them. Like, even my son was, you know, he misses going swimming and he was in, you know, some sports activities. And he says it even now, you know, I miss doing that. So
yeah,
it sucks for them. But for us as, you know, parents that are always running around, it was kind of nice just to have, you know, nowhere to be and nowhere to, you know, have to go all the time.
Let me ask you guys this then. 2020, because of what we just talked about being in certain things slower paced, how did that affect or not affect your content? Like, did it give you more time to produce stuff or were you actually busier than normal? Because I have to be honest, before you guys answer, let me tell you, 2020 for me, I did not see any change in terms of interaction on Instagram and all that. Like, I almost feel like it was better because maybe more people were stuck at home playing on their phones. I don't know, but 2020 was pretty good for the gram. What do you guys think?
Yeah. I think on a personal level, whether I noticed any change or not in terms of interaction, no, but for me, what was difficult was I had hoped for, and if you go back and listen to our Welcome 2020 episode that we did before we knew, you know, what a shit show it was going to be.
That was a good episode.
I had big plans to like get into a lot of more content and doing videos and that sort of stuff. But then, you know, March break lasted 9 months.
Yeah.
And between my regular business, which thankfully I'm not complaining, stayed pretty well what I had hoped it would be, right? It was pretty, not fantastic, but not terrible either. Between that, having my son home full time, I lost the time that I had planned to put into doing that. So I'm hoping that that's one of my goals now for 2021.
Interesting. Mine was like pretty consistent until November. And then I had those two viral reels that took off.
Yeah.
And that just blew the doors off of everything. So I got kind of overwhelmed towards the end there because I'm trying to plan like giveaways and stuff. And we all know how much I love those. So like, I'm
this
like,
guy, let's just bring up that
I have such a great idea for 2021.
Follows
such a
Mark,
great idea.
The Go. Guy who has repeatedly said on this program, I'm going to call it a program.
Yeah, of course.
That he hates giveaways. This guy's doing a giveaway a week for the entire year.
100%. Every week. That is insane.
Hundo P, man. Hundo P.
I better win one at least.
No, sorry for your luck. I got something planned for both you guys, but it'll be later on in the year. So.
Ooh, wait a minute. Are you going to give away something to Dom and I?
I'm going to try to.
All right. As long as you're not giving away Dom and I.
No. I'm here to stay. But one of my big goals for 2021 was to get into like the YouTube game a little bit more. And what 2020 did in the whole lockdown and having more time was it just gave me more time to do those videos. So the time that I would be like, didn't feel like shooting video or didn't do anything, I had all this time suddenly. So I was able to just jump into it and start making videos. So it just kind of took the pressure off of it. And I was able to put up, I think I've got like 13 videos up there now. And my goal was like, I don't know, two.
So dude, your YouTube, man, I have to be honest, is I'm watching your videos nowadays. You know, when you start in YouTube, because I'm starting my channel also, which is a funny story. We'll talk about that, how my first YouTube video was actually a sponsored video, and we'll talk about how that happened.
Yeah.
But I'm watching your videos, man, to get kind of like a inspiration and just to see how the... I really am, bro, because when you go from, like, we're going to call ourselves grammars because we're for the gram. Yeah. Yeah. That's where we all met. That's where we have larger accounts. So when we go from one platform to another, I need to know what that other platform is like. Like, I can't just start making Instagram videos thinking, okay, I'm going to do well on the tubes also. Right. So I'm watching your videos. There's a lot of people I'm watching, just kind of, even if it's not the full video, sometimes I can't watch, you know, 10, 15 minutes, but you watch a guy's intro, then you scroll to the middle, you just kind of get little tidbits. And I have to be honest, Mark, yours is one of them that I'm watching and kind of taking little tidbits from and putting them into my videos.
I like, you know what, I like Mark's and I learn a lot from them because I like his style, because it's a good mix of entertainment and of actual value of, you know,
exactly
that you can learn something, but you're entertained as you're learning it. It's not dry. That's the problem I have with a lot of these YouTube videos. I can't get through them when they're 10, 15 minutes long and they're just dry
and they're boring. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
I have this, you know, piece of wood and here's my measuring tape and I measured a 15 inches. Now I'm going to walk over to my mic and it's just the whole way through 15 minutes, right? Yeah. Mark's an idiot. So he infuses that into his video.
It's very true.
And it's entertaining. And that's what I appreciate about his videos, that I think he does well, that not everybody can do that.
Yeah.
No, it means a lot. One of the things that I like about us as like a whole is we've kind of made an atmosphere where we can bounce ideas and encourage each other for success, right? So even like now the two of you guys wanting to get into Instagram, like I've done like a year of research, sorry, Instagram, YouTube. Yeah. I've done like a year of research and I'm like, you guys want my program password? You guys want to do this? Or like, I already have access to this. Do you guys want that? And like, I really do want to see you guys like grow in whatever it is that you want to do. And the fun part about YouTube is it's nothing like, it's not as exhausting as Instagram is. Instagram is every single day.
Yeah.
It's answering people. It's trying to come up with different things. And YouTube, it's just so much more like creative and fun. And it's, you just have a lot more control and you can be yourself. So
actually, let me ask you this then, since you've done a little bit of research. I don't know why we're talking about YouTube here, but it is what it is. Maybe this is a
content
little
creating. It
content
helps.
Creating 2021, what we're going to be doing. But let me ask you this, because I've also been doing a lot of research lately. I'd say in the last, since my sponsored post, since they come to me and go, hey, make us a YouTube video. I go to them. You realize I don't have a YouTube following. That's fine. Use your Instagram followers, kind of try to get them off platform, this and that. Anyways, I pumped out this video. I'm 60% happy with it, but I have like 300 followers, but this video has like, I think it's up to 1,600 views. So not
that's sick, man. That's huge.
Well, that's why I'm asking you. Where I go, 1,600 views for me on Instagram, I would probably cry myself to sleep that night.
Right.
But then on YouTube, I go, I also have to keep in mind, I only have 300 followers. To get a video that has five times that many views, I'm kind of excited about that, man. I'm a little excited about that, right?
Yeah, but YouTube, you got to keep in mind that search engine is working for you.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
It's actually the second biggest search engine after Google. Did you guys know that?
I did.
Yeah. But anyways, the main thing I wanted to ask you, Mark, quickly is, hold on, I'm losing my thought here, so just go ahead.
It's not really that platform. Views don't really mean anything, which I've always found interesting, because it's like the one metric that the user will gauge on whether or not a video is successful, if you've noticed. So like if you're scrolling through and you're like, how to tie your shoes, you want to see the video that has the most amount of views. But as a content creator, it's your click-through rates and your watch time. Those are the two
retention time, right?
Those are the two things that you need to pay attention to. And then you can go into the analytics and find out, like, you know, like what video fed your best performing video to different people, and what are people actually interested in, and like what's the average time in which your videos being watched, so you can place ads in those particular like things. It's a mind fuck, and I love it. Like it's really interesting. The psychological aspect of it is there.
Let's do this then, Mark. Why don't we, because for the sake of our listeners, first of all, we should have said this at the start. We were on a for the gram break here, guys, till the new year, and we decided to hop in for in between Christmas and New Year's and just say what up to our listeners, just to kick off 2021. So why don't we save an episode called The Transition from Instagram to YouTube for a whole other episode, right? Because obviously you got a lot of info to talk about. Dom and I wanting to get into that game have a lot of questions and also a lot of stuff to talk about. For now, why don't we leave it at 2021? We're going to do more YouTube in, or
what are we? I got one for you. If there's one thing that I took out of 2020, is it's a quote from Peter McKinnon, and you guys know who Peter McKinnon is, but he said something in one of his earlier videos, and it was, done is better than perfect. And that really like hit close to home for me, because I analyze and I try to perfect my videos, whether it's on Instagram or YouTube. And point of the story is, like, no one really cares, right? Like, no one's gonna care that you missed the transition or you didn't hit that beat or like whatever. It's
just getting, drop the video.
Thank you.
That's get what I've been hearing, man.
Yeah. And move on and get and learn from it and move on and get and it's, don't be afraid to try the stuff, sure, but done is better than perfect. So get it done and then aim for perfection in the long game, not necessarily trying to get that one video spot on perfect. And that was something that I wanted to tell you, Vic, like, because I know how hard you worked on that video that you put up, and I'm proud of you for it. It was a great video, but just get it done, get happy with it, and then
move on. First of all, thank you and Peter, my hometown boy from Newmarket. He's not my boy, but he's from Newmarket. I have to say thank you, because I'll be honest, man, I am my own worst critic, like most of us are. I was so stressed over this video, not only because I've never done a YouTube video. Now I have to film the whole thing, in a different format. I ended up buying some microphones just so the audio is good, this and that. Mm-hmm. I was tripping out. Remember, I was texting you guys going, okay, so the brand wants me to change this. What the fuck do I do, right?
Yeah.
So I go, that night, I'm just like, let me just hop down on my computer and figure it out. So I do a couple things. I send it to them, and they're like, thank you so much. Meanwhile, I'm like, that's it? Like, I almost deleted my whole YouTube account disappeared because of that one, alteration they wanted. They didn't give a they didn't care, bro. No. They just go, thank you so much. We love the video, and you're getting great interaction. I was like, I'm not, but thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate it. You're so right, man. Just make videos, get them done, and grow as you grow. right? Yeah. Like just get it done, and don't get caught up in GAS either. That's GAS, which is gear acquisition syndrome, where you just feel like you need to buy all the latest gear to make a video. Dude, I'm still dropping stuff with my cell phone. Yes, now I wear a mic.
I got mad gas, bro.
You have gas, bro. Gas. I'm telling you, man. A lot of people have gas, guy. Just don't get caught up in gas, man. Just drop a video with what you got.
You're talking to the guy who's now filming. He's now filming footage from the skies.
I know. Can we even tell people that? Can we tell people that, Mark?
It's true. I bought a drone.
He's a pilot, man. Mark in 2020 became a pilot. Illegal pilot, yeah.
Illegal pilot, but pilot nonetheless.
But that's awesome, man. I'm getting all emotional, man, because 2020, first, it started off with Dom and I. Mark, it sucked, but couldn't come with us. But 2020 started off with Dom and I, going to Atlanta, man, to Workbench.
Yeah.
That kicked off the year.
It was a great start.
It was a real good start, man. Like, I'm just thinking to that. And there is no way any of us would have said a week after. No, maybe what? Pretty much 2 weeks, 3 weeks after we get back from Atlanta, the world is ending. Like, it literally, like, we arrived back. I had all these, you know, I was motivated. I had all these aspirations. And then suddenly, you know, shit hit the fan, 2020. But it was fun, man. It was still fun. It was the year I worked with the most sponsors again, which for 2019 also was, which means I'm just growing and I'm starting to interact more with brands. And, you know, I love the community on the gram. And basically the whole point of this episode is just to say thank you to everyone, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that was a big part of the whole, like, I know I hate giveaways, but I'm going to call it Mark's Giving, my Mark's 2021. Giving. And every Monday I'm going to announce like a giveaway. And one of the ways that you can win is just by interacting and just being like, just, you don't have to, I made sure that you don't have to follow the brands. You don't have to follow me. You don't have to do anything. Just like be positive, be encouraging. Like I put out a DM being like, all you have to do is just comment on my page on YouTube or leave a review for the podcast, which would really help. So please leave a review. Oh man, they're massive to us. So please, please, please. But and one guy sends me a message and he's like, "Does it have to be a positive review?" I was like, "No, man. Just leave a review. But you're not gonna win. But just leave a review.
Just be honest, man. If you don't want to leave a positive review, a negative one helps us just the same. Exactly. Right? It's still a review, man.
And that was one of the big things too. Was like, don't try to get too emotional. Like, it's really hard because you put a lot of stuff into your work and you put it out there for the world to see and to judge, but you're gonna get some weird comments. Like, I had weird comments. I could go on for days, but it's you just accept it, and it's part of the ride, so you just got to enjoy it.
I love the comments, man. I love them. Just be aware, if you're a listener, you're probably not making negative comments on our feeds because hopefully you like us, but if you do, be prepared for your negative comment to go into my stories. Like, it's going in there, and my response to you is going in there. Like, it's just, I enjoy that, man.
One of my dream episodes is the three of us to just read out like hater comments, and the three of us come up with responses to these, like, dude, Brenda's or Karen's. Like,
so I like you guys ever watch the Jimmy Kimmel, the celebrities read me?
Yes. Yeah.
Sort of like that.
Yeah, that's so exactly. Funny, man. Yeah.
That's what we need to do. We totally need to do that.
I'm not lying to you. Of all people, I would not lie to you two. I get a lot of negative comments, especially on videos that go viral. Because now it's in front of, you know, thousands of people that don't like Vic or don't follow Vic. Now they're just seeing this video by some guy and they drop the negative comments. I have to be honest to you guys. I love it, man. I love negative comments. They don't bother me for a millisecond, and I enjoy just jabbing back at them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I like it, man. Like, I just – basically what I'm asking from all of our listeners is give me negative comments, please. No, I'm just kidding. I don't do that. But I also don't shy away from – you know, a lot of people are just block. I'm like, no. Yeah. Let's talk to this guy a little bit, right?
I just find it so interesting. Like, I posted a video, and in like the subtitles, I was giving away like free plans to my MFT ripoff table, and underneath them, I'm like, I do air quotes, and one guy just writes, "What's with all the air quotes?" I'm just like, "My bad," and then he writes back, "That's okay, LOL." I'm like, yeah. It really bothers you that much that yeah. I put air quotes? Or
you know what you gotta say to people? I'm sorry to offend you. And they're just like, you didn't offend me. And then they start getting all defense. Oh, it's just a mess.
If you want, I can give you your money back. But anyways.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even tell you guys this. Today, in my messages, this is the first time ever I have it here. You know what I'll do? I'll screenshot it on the For the Gram page. I got someone offering to buy my account. I've never had this.
Shut up.
Yeah, so some company goes... here, I'll pull it up for you guys. I've never had this before.
I've only heard about this happening in the early days. Like, I'm talking 2012.
Who becomes the face of the account? Are you still going to work for them?
So the reason I know a little bit about this is because when it came, the question arose, can you buy the blue check mark? And I know you guys listen, or I know Mark does anyways, listens to the Instagram stories every days where the guy talks to Adam Lasseri, who's like the Instagram basically CEO or whatever.
Yeah.
And they talk about how you cannot buy the blue check mark. What you can do is you can buy an account that's already verified, delete everything, archive everything, change the name, and now you have a verified account. Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking someone wants to do with. I'm not verified by any means, nor am I a huge account, but I have a lot of followers.
They want
the
followers.
They want the followers. So this message comes in. This is a VIP inquiry. Hello, is this account for sale? I said, LOL, what's your budget? and they actually, you know what? I'm not telling you guys what they said. I'm going to tell you guys. No, I'm going to tell you guys tonight when we chat with our patrons.
I hate that shit. It's like a to be continued. Yeah,
we should wrap up because we're doing the patron chat tonight.
That's right. We got to go because it should have been 6 minutes ago, but in 9 minutes now, we'll aim for 10 p.m. We got to chat with all of our patrons who we thank you guys, man. Honestly, you guys, we love the group chat. We talk to you guys a lot and we're excited to have a live face-to-face with you guys for a little bit after this show. And I'll let you guys know how much they offered for the stump shot. Yeah,
I'm actually really curious to hear that.
Yeah. Honestly, before we leave, I just want to get a little emotional and say like how humbling it is to have, and I know you guys feel the same way, but to have people that are willing to put, you know, $2, $8, $4, whatever dollar, however much it is a month away to support us and help us give you guys better content,
100%.
Insight, all that stuff. Just the fact that you guys are willing to like give us some of your time as a thought when we're not like on Instagram or whatever, like it means the world to us. So thank you to the people that support us by Patreon or leaving reviews or just engaging in our stuff. It means a lot for sure.
I could not agree more with Mark. It's very, very humbling. My wife always makes fun of me that not only okay, you have to record a podcast tonight because you're so cool. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, listen, tonight is not just a podcast. We're chatting face to face with a bunch of our patrons. She's
patrons,
like, who in their right mind pay to talk to you? I'm like, they're not paying to talk to us. They're paying to help us support, to drop this podcast.
They're but supporting us. Yeah.
They're supporting us and they just, but listen, we're not here to say, go give us money at all. Like Mark said, even just the messages and people that leave us reviews and everything about this podcast is way more than I ever would have imagined when we dreamt it up in a snowstorm on the way back from Atlanta. It's become awesome. So, 2019 and 2020 for the Gram podcast for us, we truly, truly appreciate it. And we're like in 2021, we're going big, man. We are going big. We're going to be pumping out episodes. We're going to be we're here. We're not going anywhere.
2021 is going to be a big year.
Can you guys believe I spent $450 on this hammer?
Is that how much that was?
I've been saving for 2 years. It was $453.70. How crazy is that?
What makes that hammer worth $453?
You know what? I'm going to save that for the after show.
That's actually Thor's hammer. Actually, you know what's funny? I got a buddy in the trades too, and he's always talking about how he's, I think he spent like 300 or 400 on a hammer. And I didn't, that didn't blow me away. I was just like, yeah. You know what? For in your trade, when you need something, you know what it's worth, yeah. Right? So yep. I still think it's absolutely ridiculous and stupid that you spent $450 on a hammer. But I hope you enjoy getting good hammering out of that next year.
I love it, man. I literally have just been like holding on to it while I'm cooking. My wife's like, will you friggin' put that thing away? I'm like, absolutely not.
That's like my PS5, man. I bought that and my kids go near it, an alarm goes off, and you know what I mean? I love that thing. So sometimes you just spend money to be happy, right? That's none of us can travel. None of us can eat out. None of us can go to parties where you spend money. You don't go to a bar. You know, I'd go to a bar and drop.
Amen.
A couple of bucks drinking.
Amen.
I don't do any of that. So just whatever, man. Spend Amen. Money on what makes you happy, especially if it's being a patron.
See you all on that new year.
Let's wish everybody a very happy new year.
Cheers, friends.
And we'll see you in 2021.
Yeah.
Love you all equally.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Ciao.